jump over to what's happening in the livestock side of the trade. Cattle market, though, we're trading lower. You have some optimism for this trade.
Well, we're trading like a pail of manure right now. As I'm looking at it right now, April down 57, June down 80, August down $1.15. At least you have a fairly obvious bull spread action working, which I think is an underlying positive indication for the market. The April cattle, at least to this point, have held last week's lows. I saw good commercial buying all week last week in the futures, which would tell me that there's still some enthusiasm here for cash. This morning, everybody's talking about how rotten the box beef is. It had a terrible day Friday. Choice Select spreads less than 50 cents. So there's very real indications that demand, at least for the choice, either that or there's a lot more choice beef around, which I doubt, but it looks like we're slowing the demand for the choice. Now, the one thing I would say about that, though, the choice and select beef being very close to each other, in the north, the next round of supply is going to be selects. It's going to be short-fed calves. When the choice select spreads this narrow, it's a lot easier to sell those calves that don't grade. I think it's going to help us pull these calves forward. I think it's going to help us go into that little bit of a bulge of calves that you got coming, and it ain't tomorrow yet. But, you know, as you look forward to that happening, say, late in April, I think that'll help us pull cattle forward. So I look at the deal. We got 5.5% less cattle year-to-date slaughter. You got a packer that's got his margins back. We're super oversold. This is a spot I expect the market to improve from.
Both cattle and hogs, though, could there be some nervousness with the talk of where we're going with these gas prices?
Oh, yeah, it's whenever you have a market priced like you do in the cattle up in here, and you throw this demand glitch, you know, in a lot of ways people look at beef, I don't, but a lot of people look at that beef as being a elastic demand, or in other words, when money gets tight, that's something that they'll give up using. Now, to me, the hog thing, there's a bit, it's hard for me to say that in the same sentence, because I think hogs at $30 discount to cattle is too wide. Hogs at that kind of a discount is just, you know, to me, if there's going to be a problem with quote-unquote demand, then you would think that that would actually help the pork a little bit. You look at what the value of pork is, U.S. pork, compared to what the pork value is in the world, China, Russia, et cetera. Ours is still easily a lot cheaper than any place else. So I don't know. We're not having a good day today on the pork. Now, certainly would be the first to admit that. But looking at from a relative standpoint, I think the hog futures trading below the cash doesn't make sense to me. I think the hogs probably can bounce a little bit from here as well.